The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, hello there, great minds and thinkers. Welcome, 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 welcome. Are you a great mind? Are you a great thinker? Well, I bet you are, because you're listening to I Can Help, a show about small business entrepreneurs and their stories, how they might have got started, troubles they might have had, how they overcame them, how they got financing, and hopefully they're enjoying some success today. We'll also discuss copyright, patents, and things of that nature on this show. I'm Mark the Spark, your host, and I have a face for radio, and I'm with my co-host, Pamela. She is the misplaced Hawaiian in San Diego. Would you like to say aloha, Pamela?
Aloha, good morning.
There, see, she taught me some Hawaiian. I know how to say Hawaii right. And also you had a volcano erupt over there in Hawaii, didn't you?
Yes, Mauna Loa, which is crazy.
I know. I saw it on the news. Well, anyways, we wish everyone well over in Hawaii. Now, we come to you Saturday mornings, 10:30 a.m. to 11. Me and Pamela, we got bumped up from Saturday nights, or I should say Pamela and I. And we're very happy to be broadcasting in the morning now to you good folks. Want to remind you we're on KCBQ. It's The Answer San Diego. And you can find us at 1170 a.m. We're stretching down to TJ all the way to Tijuana. And if you're in the North County, we go all the way to Long Beach on 96.1 FM. And I always give a couple shout-outs to Orange County because San Diego loves Orange County. And I like to give a shout-out to Newport Beach. I spent a lot of time there. And also Laguna. And for our own county, I'd like to give a shout-out to Oceanside. We've received several emails from people in Oceanside. I'd like to remind everyone that we're broadcasting from the Golden Triangle in La Jolla, not to be confused with the Bermuda Triangle. Big, big difference. And we're streaming worldwide on all major podcast providers like Spotify, Apple, iHeart, CastBox, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public, Amazon Music, and you can always go to KCBQ, The Answer, and search I Can Help. Now, we're brought to you by two seasonal sponsors. One is Hydrolite. Hydrolite, it boosts the immune system, and it hydrates better than just water. Comes in a simple packet. You rip the top, pour it in a glass of water, stir, and drink it. It's that easy. There's many flavors. One I have right now is lemonade. It's very good. It's delicious. It boosts the immune system and hydrates better than just water. Also, seasonal sponsor is J-Dog, J-Dog Junk Removal. And it's more than just removing junk. They do like construction debris removal, and they do heavy things. I know I talked to Pamela, my refrigerator was making noise. I didn't know how I'd ever move it out. So please check out J-Dog. You can go to my website and find him there. And, of course, he has his own. We do have three available packages for sponsorship if you would like to sponsor the I Can Help show. We have an episodes, a seasonal, and a title package. And you can go to my website to see what that involves. It's www.markthespark.org. And please remember, it is a .org. We are an educational platform, and we are also changing over to a nonprofit. Now, we have some shout-outs that we do. These are generally from the people that have done things for the I Can Help show. And Pamela, would you like to draw out someone? We normally draw from a fishbowl, but Pamela had enough of that. She reached in and pulled out a dead goldfish and said, "Mark, this is enough." She smashed the bowl, and now we have a spinning wheel. And what do we have? There goes the wheel. And who is the winner of the free shout-out today from a past sponsor?
Let's see where we stop. Okay, we have Goldie Pops popcorn.
Oh, Goldie Pops, my good friend Lowell. He's wonderful, wonderful. I know you can find Goldie Pops at Hillcrest Farmers Market on Sunday. I also think he does Carlsbad, and he does, it's like three or four of the top farmers markets. Go to my website, again, 3 W's and a dot, markthespark.org, and you can find Goldie Pops. Click on, and there'll be a drop. I do have a few quick shout-outs, though, some people that have been very nice to Mark the Spark, and that one shout-out goes to Marco Polo, BMW of La Jolla. You can go down there and see Sebastian. Also, I had a wonderful experience at the Green Door Cafe, also in La Jolla. This is on Girard Avenue. And another shout-out goes to The Cottage. I had the most wonderfulest breakfast, and I told Jason I'd give him a shout-out. It's The Cottage, also in La Jolla. And there is one more quick shout-out, and that goes to Pizza Pronto. I go there for my meatballs. I haven't found a good meatball since Boston. But I go there to the Pizza Pronto, and I get the meat sub. That's also located in La Jolla. And that's our shout-outs for today. And our lucky shout-out sponsor was Goldie Pops. Today, we have a sponsor that is in the studio today with us, and I'm so happy to have her here. Her name is Deborah. And Deborah, would you like to say hello?
Sure. Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you to Pam.
Well, we're glad to have you here, and I'm going to bring you on in just a minute. And
wonderful.
You can tell us all about what you have to say. I would like to say, if you're tuning in right now, bad, 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 you know that hurts my feelings. I like you right on time. Well, I want to remind you, we're KCBQ. We're The Answer San Diego, 1170 AM, 96.1 FM, if you're in the North County. And we are now Saturday mornings, 10:30 a.m. to 11. Now, at this time, I generally read some emails. And I think we got three Pamela has for me today on the emails for What Is Your Opinion, Mark the Spark. So, Pamela, would you please read the first email on What Is Your Opinion, Mark the Spark?
Sure. The first one is a funny one.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if it's funny, but it says, Mark, where did you first meet your co-host, Pamela?
I did get that email. I saw it. I met Pamela networking. Yeah, I did not meet her in Hawaii. But she was networking, and I said, what a wonderful salesperson. And I asked her to be a sales rep for the I Can Help show. And she did, and then went on to sales manager, and then now she's filling in as co-host. So Pamela wears three hats right now with us. She's sales rep, sales manager, and co-host. So I met Pamela networking, and she's helping me out a lot. It was a lucky find. And next email, Pamela, please.
All right. Okay. Here's one that we received, in fact, during our last show.
Mm-hmm.
It's again, another funny one, but
well, you're
dear...
Gonna, you're going to have to edit these.
I
go through first. Okay, go ahead, Pamela.
I have to do the accent. Dear Mock the Spock.
Oh, boy.
I am thinking of starting a business, but I'm old. When are you too old to start a business?
Well, I appreciate the Mock the Spock. I get that a lot. Let's see. When are you too old to start a business? I think when you're no longer breathing is the answer. You know, first it depends on the business. Is it physical or are you behind a computer all day? The problem with old is you're supposed to be saving for retirement, and if you have to use that money, that's hard. On my last show, one of the emails mentioned do you use your own money or a loan? And you do. You try to get a loan first, and then if you exhaust it, you have the choice of using your own money. And I did get a little twisted last week on the end of that, but you try to get a loan first, then if that is exhausted. But the trouble when you're older is you're trying to save for retirement, so you have to really decide on your financial and your physical would be the first things that I would decide on whether to start a business when you get older. Now, you know, are you physically and are you financially able? Pam, we got one more then?
Yes. Where do I find a first-time business loan?
Well, that is difficult when you're starting out, and if you don't have business credit, you probably don't have it done in Bradstreet or anything, but I have started a lender's board on my website, and it involves Harvest, Banner, CDC Finance, and Accessity. And I would say go with Accessity first, but these are four people, these institutions I just named, they specialize in small business loans for the first time. That's it for our emails today. Thank you, Pamela. I would like to mention we give away a radio the first Saturday of the month. It's a nice AM-FM radio. It's about $100 if you bought it on Amazon. And we draw from our emails. So you can email me at info@markthespark.org. Also, I do give a price of Bitcoin. It's running right around 16,000, 16.7. I don't elaborate anymore. Last week, an email called one of the cryptos XFT, and I know they meant FTX, but I did the mistake of repeating XFT. So we don't comment on FTX. That involves political. So we don't get political or religious on this show. It's about small business. I'd also like to mention just before the halftime break that we are hiring salespeople. You just go to markthespark.org, info, and address it to Pamela, and we are hiring sales reps. Well, we take a halftime break right now, get a little drink of water, and we'll be right back with our sponsor, Deborah. You just stay tuned for a second.
Thank you for listening to I Can Help with Mark the Spark, the show made for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. Mark would like to hear from you directly, so please email any questions or comments you have to info@markthespark.org. You can also visit his website at markthespark.org. That's markthespark.org. If you're interested in sponsoring the show so you can talk about your business, please reach out to Mark. You can always find him at info@markthespark.org. He may even address your question on the air. That's info@markthespark.org.
Hello, fellow patriots. Do you have junk piling up around the house and need help hauling it away? Look no further. J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling is here, and J-Dog is not your run-of-the-mill hauling service. They are a veteran-owned business on a mission to decrease the veteran unemployment rate. They will show up with a uniformed team to tackle the projects you don't want to. J-Dog provides free estimates, transparent pricing, they're always on time, and of course, respectful. Go to jdognorthsandiego.com or Google J-Dog Junk Removal to schedule your pickup today.
Welcome back to the I Can Help Show. I'm your host, Mark the Spark, and I'm with my co-host, Pamela, who is the misplaced Hawaiian in San Diego. And we're here with our sponsor today, who is Deborah Rosen, and she's from the North San Diego Business Chamber. Welcome, Deborah. I'm glad you're in the studio. Very glad to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Well, that's my pleasure. I want to first start out with, I have a few questions to ask you, and the first one I have, and please feel free to elaborate any way you feel need. What is the footprint of your chamber would be the first question that I'd like to ask you, Deborah.
Thanks. We're a regional chamber of commerce, and 14 years ago when I started, we were primarily in Escondido, Rancho Bernardo, and Poway. Today, we're all over the region, and 19% of our membership is below Interstate 8. So we truly have a footprint that reaches all over the entire region.
Wow, I see. That is quite an area, no doubt. Mm-hmm. How did you get started in this? See? Do you remember how everyone always wants to hear the story, you know? How did you get started?
You know, I worked in media, and had enough of it after about 20 years.
Oh.
And had an opportunity to run a business association, and that led into this position with the chamber.
Mm. 20 years in media.
Long time.
Was that radio or television or?
Newspaper.
Newspaper.
And a little bit of television.
And a little bit of television. Wonderful. Wonderful. Second question I have for you is, what percentage of your chamber is small business?
That's a great question. Small business is the backbone of our country.
And that's what this show is about.
Exactly.
Small business.
And I'm really proud to say that businesses that are 10 and under represent 49% of our membership.
10 employees or under is
49% of our membership. 25 employees and under represent 74% of our membership. So the primary focus for us is small business, but we do have a lot of large corporations as well. And the really neat thing about that is they support our small business. All their employees that work here in San Diego support our small business. So it's really a nice mix.
I see. So the larger businesses will help the small.
They do. One I'm really proud of is Sony. The Sony president, Neil Manowitz, is on our board, and he said, you know, it's really important for me to be engaged because I recognize that the thousands of employees we have in San Diego are the people that work with the small businesses, support the small businesses, and are recipients of the small businesses' support in the communities. So it's important that Sony's there to support our employees that support the small business.
Wow. Is this Sony the radio or what?
No, Sony Electronics.
Electronics. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, well, that's very good that they help. And you also have some other big names, too, that help.
We do. We have the CEO of Sharp Health and Sharp Restealy on our board.
Wow.
And we have
that's fantastic.
The head of HP. So we have a lot of big companies. But what you'll realize, being the only five-star U.S. chamber organization in San Diego, our board has to be extremely diverse. So our board members are the voice of the membership. So it's divided between small, medium, and large companies. So the small companies have their voice, 33% of their voice, as well as the medium-sized companies and the large companies.
I like that. I like how you cut that up, 33%. Yeah,
yep.
It's very equal, I know. Pamela, did you have anything that you wanted to ask Deborah? I see you inching up to the microphone. If not, I have a question right now for her.
No, I didn't have any questions. I just wanted to say I really love being a member of the
you're a member.
The business chamber. Yes.
Mm-hmm. How nice.
I love networking, and it's one of my favorite ones to attend. Mm-hmm. I would highly recommend anyone joining if they wanted to grow their business, for sure.
Wonderful. I know that's how I met you, was networking. And I know that you have many members, Deborah. I was going to ask you, Pam, you have a business called I Lend Girl, which is a play on Island Girl. Would you like to give your business just a quick little plug? Why not?
Oh, thanks, Mark.
No charge.
Yes, so no charge. I'll just keep helping you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I Lend Girl is I-L-E-N-D. G-I-R-L,
mm-hmm.
Because I do mortgage lending, and that's what I've been doing for the past 19 years. Because I'm from Hawaii, that just worked out perfectly, so I got that branded. And
wonderful.
Yeah, and I think it helps to network when I have my own branding and my own self to go out there and network with.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
That if you have the little pineapple branding on your
mm-hmm.
business card.
Hospitality is with the pineapple.
And Deborah, I have another question for you. Is what sets you apart from the other organizations, or is there anything?
There actually is, and we're really proud of it. So we run our chamber as a business,
mm-hmm.
and everything that we do, every dollar we spend, every program we implement, every benefit we offer has to be relevant to 75% or more of our members, or we don't even talk about it. If it's not relevant, it's not offered. So that's the one thing, and that's been our mission for the last 10 years, and everything is gauged by that. The other thing that sets us apart is we do not have business development people. We do not go out and secure new memberships. No, and we never will. So our focus is on...
Well, how do you get memberships?
I'll talk about that. So our our focus is on retention. And our retention usually runs about 83, 84% every year. And people say, well, how do you get the retention?
Because that's pretty high retention, isn't it?
It's very high. Mm-hmm. But it's because of our engagement.
Your engagement.
And so our member engagement last year was at 93%, which means 93% of our members engaged with the chamber in one way or another. And now, how does that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Every single member in the chamber will receive a personal phone call from myself, one of my colleagues, a board member, or one of our ambassadors every single month.
You mean an actual phone call?
An actual phone call. And if we don't reach them, they get a follow-up email.
Wonderful.
So we're just very different in that you are an individual that we support at our organization, as opposed to just being a social club.
Mm, I like that. How many people do you have in your membership?
You know, we don't do a typical count on it, but the last time we did for auditing purposes were about 800 members.
800 members.
And you asked, and we know every one of them. And
unbelievable.
You asked how we get new members.
Yes,
well,
I did.
Our members bring in members. So if somebody calls us and says, I want to be a member, we ask them why. We need to know why, because if we can't meet their expectations, we will not accept the membership and we'll refer them to a group that would be more relevant to them.
I've never heard of that before. What are some of the expectations?
Well, somebody will come to us and say, well, I want you to help me build my business. Well, we don't help build business. What we do is we provide...
Oh, come on, Deborah.
We provide an environment for you, a healthy environment with a lot of people to network and build those relationships that turn into business down the road. So, and no one member gets a competitive advantage over any other member through more marketing or through more PR. Every member is treated equally, and we know that those members are getting something out of it because our retention is so high and they stay with us.
That's proof in the pudding right
proof
there.
Proof in the pudding.
Definitely, if you get that many people to stay. I think it's wonderful that you divide it up very evenly, and it seems like everyone is treated fair. And I know about friends telling friends to bring in members, but I never heard before of anyone in the chamber actually reaching out to see if they meet the correct needs or not, and to actually refuse if they cannot help.
Well, we don't refuse. We strongly encourage them to look at another organization. Mm-hmm. I had somebody come to me and say, I want to join because I want access to all the HR people in your membership.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our membership isn't just HR. So I referred them over to an employment or to a human resource organization that was really a better fit for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we bring on a new member, we recognize that if we don't meet what their expectations are, they're not going to renew. And if somebody doesn't renew, we take that personal.
Mm-hmm.
And shame on us for not finding out what their expectations were in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. So what's a common expectation? We are getting a little bit towards the end of the show. So if you could kind of maybe wrap it up in a little conclusion.
Sure. Well, business is done based on relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to make those connections that grow into the relationships, right?
Right.
We want to do business with those that we trust and know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't meet someone for the first time, hand them a card, say, hey, do business with me or do printing with me. You have to build a relationship because people want to work with those that they know and trust.
Well, that's wonderful.
I totally agree with that one.
It is. Mm-hmm. And if you run on that type of, I don't know, what would you call it, a format?
Platform.
Yes.
Yeah.
That you would definitely head towards success. So I think that what you're doing is just wonderful. How would anyone get in touch with you, Deborah, or your organization?
Sure. They can go to sdbusinesschamber.com. Or go into Google and type North San Diego Business Chamber. There's two different chambers. There's downtown and then there's us. But you would want to go to North San Diego Business Chamber and you'll find us.
Mm-hmm. And the other one is different from you?
It's downtown. Their focus is downtown. Their office is downtown.
I see. But are you like sister corporations?
No, we're so all the chambers out there are private, are individual entities.
Mm-hmm.
And while we all do a lot of the same, others do have focus on other areas.
Wonderful, Deborah. I think that is just so wonderful, isn't it, Pamela? Thank you for coming into the studio.
Thank you.
And everyone listening knows now how they can reach you at the chamber, and hopefully they'll reach out. I know you do wonderful work. You really do help small business.
Thank you.
And small business does need the help.
Thank you.
So thank you, Deborah, very much. I'd also like to thank our seasonal sponsors for the I Can Help show was Hydrolite, which hydrates better than water, and it also helps boost the immune system. Another seasonal sponsor was J-Doc, and they do the junk removal and also big, heavy equipment they will remove, and they do light demolition. I'd also like to thank, we had our shout-outs with Goldie Pops and Popcorn. I know you can find Lowell at the Hillcrest Farmers Market. Shout out went to The Cottage in La Jolla, The Green Door in La Jolla, and Marco Polo, B&W, also of La Jolla. And I'd like to thank you for tuning in. We now come to you every Saturday morning, Pam and I, 10:30 to 11. We are no longer on Saturday night, and we love it very much in the morning. I want to remind you we're KCBQ, The Answer San Diego. And you can stay tuned for Kim and Robin as they have a show called Take Your Power Back. And I'm Mark the Spark, and I'd like to thank you so much for tuning in. It means so much to me. And please tune in next Saturday at 10:30 a.m. and we'll have another business entrepreneurial story for you. Myself and Pamela, we thank you so much. It means so much to me. Bye-bye.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.